For many of us, a trip to the dentist can be costly and sometimes a bit painful, but it's important to our overall health. The same is true for horses, who also need yearly dental care. KUNC's Esther Honig introduces us to one Colorado veterinarian who's reviving the forgotten practice of horse dentistry.
Okay, let me show you this.
It's late in the morning, and Dr. Scott Marks is working on a patient when he spots a loose tooth.
So we call that stage 2 mobile right now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The tooth will be fine for now, but as Sundance gets older, it may have to come out.
So he's done.
Sundance is a 15-year-old Mustang and one of four horses getting a routine checkup at Kristen Ehrman's farm in rural Weld County. At around $200 per animal, Ehrman says it costs about the same as taking her family of four to see the dentist.
Yeah, we set money aside and plan ahead for this, definitely.
But this isn't some trivial new trend in pet care. Marks says horses need good teeth in order to digest their food, which is also why horse dentistry was so advanced in the early 1900s.
Because it had to be, because that was our transportation. It was what we used to work in fields. And so a lot of the concepts we're using now were known back then. But once the cars and trucks and tractors came in, a lot of it just kind of went away.
When Marks went to veterinary school in the early 90s, there was little emphasis on horse dentistry. Once he started practicing, he saw firsthand just how bad the modern techniques were.
If you went to your dentist, you sat in a chair, he didn't ask you to open your mouth, didn't shine a bright light in your mouth, didn't use a mirror, took a finger and rubbed them on your front teeth and said, "You're fine, go home," what would you think of the quality of that examination? And that's typically what we do to horses.
Over the last 20 years, Marks has helped rebuild the field of equine dentistry and teaches these techniques around the U.S. and the world.
In South Africa, Australia, Caribbean, Canada. So who is this? Hickory, let me go look at his record and I'll be right back.
Hickory, a brown quarter horse, is led to the dentist's chair, or in this case, a padded stall, and given a sedative. As his eyes get droopy, Marks props open his mouth with a speculum and turns on his headlamp.
You know, when you look in there, see how far back the teeth go?
Wow, oh my gosh.
And you can see those.
Horses have between 36 and 44 teeth that look like gnarly, stained piano keys. They grow almost like our fingernails.
He all looks pretty good, and even with those sharp points, his cheeks really aren't cut.
When horses chew, they wear down their teeth, and sharp points grow in as protection. But over time, this leads to cuts and an uneven bite. And just like a human dentist uses a file to even out a tooth after putting in a new filling, Marks uses a series of modified power tools, some of which he helped to design.
All we take off is the overgrowth. We don't ever take off anything that's normal length or short.
His assistant, Stephanie Malman, is there to do a lot of what you'd expect from a dental technician, like pulling Hickory's tongue off to the side and offering a bit of encouragement.
There you go. That feels better, oh, buddy.
And then I think just in general, talking to them and stuff like that, they just respond.
Yeah, that's great.
And all the while, Kristen Ehrman hovers nearby, just in case something unexpected comes up.
It's a mom job. You got to take care of them just like your kids. Make sure they're okay.
Marks says a typical vet might use a few hand files, but they can't be as precise. He also takes x-rays and performs root canals, just like a human dentist.
Who do you think has like a harder job?
Us.
Yeah.
No question.
As one of just a handful of specialists in the state, he and his partner are typically booked 2 months out.
Ready?
Yep. By late afternoon, Marks packs up his mobile clinic. He wheels his toolbox into the trailer that doubles as his office and heads home for the day. Esther Honig, KUNC.